I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. 20 years ago today, Nelson Mandela walked out of prison. After his first steps as a free man, Mandela was driven to Cape Town, South Africa's legislative capital. Cape Town, by the way, is the answer to our geoquiz. That's where Mandela finally spoke to South Africans for the first time after 27 years in prison.
Comrades and fellow South Africans, I greet you all. In the name of peace, democracy, and freedom for all.
The nightmare of apartheid was ending, and 4 years later, Nelson Mandela would be sworn in as South Africa's president. But there was a moment that day, before that speech, that we want to tell you about. Mandela was still making his way to Cape Town. His driver took a turn to avoid the huge crowds lining the streets. Then, for some reason, the car stopped right in front of Vanessa Watson's house. At the time, Watson was the young mother of twin baby boys. Today, this is how the university professor remembers her encounter with Mandela.
It was probably about 4 or 5 o'clock, and a friend of mine came to visit. And she came inside and she said, in a very matter-of-fact kind of way, "Do you know that Nelson Mandela is sitting outside your house?" And we didn't believe her. We were expecting to see him any moment on the television. I was carrying one child. Desmond was carrying the other. We walked around the corner and there was his cavalcade parked in the road outside of our house. I raised my fist in a welcome salute. I had been part of anti-apartheid organizations during the 80s. And he saw us coming up the road and then he beckoned us towards him and we walked up carrying the children and he wound down the window and said, "Can I hold your child?" And he was clearly delighted just to be able to hold a child.
I'm Simon.
And I'm Daniel.
And our mother became a bit of a local celebrity 20 years ago when Nelson Mandela stopped outside our house after he was released from prison.
I think it's more than just meeting one of the greatest political mediators of all time. I got an immense sense of pride.
I think only at the age of about 5 or 6, it actually, we started to realize that it was something of significance that had happened.
I think things certainly have changed in their lifetime. I mean, everybody can now vote. If you look at the university here, it's very diverse, it's very integrated. Society is far more relaxed than it ever was before. So it's absolutely, in some ways, there have been very important progressions. But in other ways, we really haven't moved on very much.
That was Vanessa Watson and her 20-year-old twin sons, Simon and Daniel, in Cape Town, South Africa. They met Nelson Mandela right in front of their house on the very day that Mandela was released from prison in 1990.